We were on Daf Chavov Amid Beis. Let us just go over again the Gemara and learn the Taisus, which we have yet not learned. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rababa Barshile, Omar Rab Hamnuna Sove, Omar Rabada Barabe, Omar Rab Haloche Kerabalozo. That means we had a three-way machloikas in the Mishnah. One is permitted to write a taifis of a get. The Tanakama holds you can write a taifis. Sai by a get, sai by all other shtoris. We're not geyser taifis of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda passels sai by gitten, sai by shtoris. And Rabbi Lozer holds that by shtoris, if he writes a taifis, it is possible, he's geyser taifis of the Torah. And by Shah Shtoris, it is Mutter. And that we have a Machloikis, Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns that it is Mutter, according to Rabbi Lozer, Shah Shtoris, if he is Medalik the Torah. And Taisvis learns, Afilu, he writes in the Torah by Shah Shtoris, it's also kosher. Now, Rabbi de Barabba Marab said, we pass on like Rabbi Lozer. Kori la Rabbi Leder Rabbi Lozer, Rav, when he spoke about Rabbi Lozer, to Vayne the Chakime. He's the Meshubach of the Chachomim. So now the Gemara is Zakashe, Afilu B'Shar Shtoris, Amigdu, you paskin like Rabbi Lozer completely. Afilu B'Shar Shtoris, according to Taisvis, Afilu, he wrote a Torah. According to Rashi, he skipped over the Torah. Lo'omar ha-papai mishmei derove, hay-ashres ha-dedayne, a henpik that Bezdin wrote, Anishtar. And Bezdin writes that we were three Dayonim, were sitting together, and Adam came to us to be Mekayim Dishtar. And this Ashrase was written before the Adam reality came and were Mekayim Dishtar. The Mishdavi Mikame Delisadi Sadi Achsimis Yadayu. If this document was written before the Adam were really Mekayim, the chsimen. So Rapapai said psule, that it's apostle ashrase, it's apostle lehempik. Alme merzik yeshikre, that means even though the Dayonim did not chasma on this document till after the Edom were mekayim the chsimes, but that this document was written before the Edom were mekayim the chsimes, and in the document it says, we bezdin, the Adam came in front of us to be Mekayim Dechsimis. So Rav Papai said, it's Merzik Yeshikre, and it's Apostle Ashrase. So how could Rav Paskin like Rabbi Lozer and say that by Shah Shtoris, one can, a Sefer can write a Shtar, and according to Taisvus, Afilu the Torah also, he can write a whole Shtar, that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, before anything happened, before Reuven asked the Sefer to write such a shtar. It's merzik yeshikre, and to be apostle l'shtar. Ohinami merzik yeshikre. So the Gemara says, v'lesa midar Rav Nachman. We don't paskin like Rav Papai, a raya from Rav Nachman. Da'oma Rav Nachman, ayma hoya rameya, afilu mitzoy ba'ashpe, afilu a person finds a get in the garbage that was written from Rochel to Leia, and it wasn't even written L'Shem Gerishin, and Chosmai V'Nosnei Lo Kosher, and he goes and Chasmas on it, and he gives it to its Kosher. Either's get was not written for this Reuven, for this Shimon, for this Rochel, it wasn't even written L'Shem Gerishin. But for Pekin it's Kosher, you can use such a document. So we see we're not chayish from merzik yeshikre. We don't paskin like a papai. Ba'afilu rabbono loy pligi delei derameya. And the rabbono na chaylik, they say, if you found it ba'ashpa, it's no good, because of a different reason. Ala begitei noshim to be niksiva lishmo, that's why it's possible. Avo b'shar shtoris loy, avo b'shar shtoris, ashtar halvo, to use ashtar halvo that was written for a different halvo, it's also kosher. דאום הרב אסי, יום הרב יוחנן, שטר שלובו בוי ופורוי, a person borrowed money with a shtar. Let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. And he wrote a shtar, and the shtar was given over to Shimon, who was the malva. Now, he borrowed Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Upore, and he paid up $100 Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, after he paid up, so Shimon gave back Reuven the shtar. Now, Reuven wants to borrow again with this shtar, still Rosh Chodesh Nissan, another $100. Ein eichayze v'loy v'boy. So it says you're not permitted to use this shtar again for the second halvah because of a different reason. Shekvar nimchal shibudai. The shibud that existed by the first halvah is nimchal already. So you can't use the shtar for a second halvah. So the only reason why it can't be used is not because it's merzik yishikra. That because for the second halvah, this is a falsh shtar because it was written for a different halvah. Not because it's a technicality of nimchal shibudai. Time of the nimchal shibudai. Avol mishum shikra loy chashinen. So we see we're not chayish l'sheker. We don't paskin like Rav Papai. Is therefore Rav can paskin like Rav Elozo, that by shar shtoris, the sofer can even write the Torah. Let us see Rashi again. Hilchus Rav Elozo shapoysel b'toyv se gitn gzeira mishum Torah. Tuvayne de chakime mo'usher shabachachomim. Vafulu b'shar shtoris. Vamay de pligi Rav Elozo ad Rav Yehude v'achshe b'toyv se shtoris amar Rav Nami alochik Rav Elozo bet mi. He passed like that. Ay, Rav Papa, he said, ashrese kiyem ashtar she'edim me'idim al ksav yedeim be'bezen. Edim are made that this is their signature in Bezen. U'bezen kaisvim boy. And Bezen writes a document. What does it say in the document? B'moysel plosa avine. We were three dayonim sitting together. V'osu pleini u'pleini. And these two edim came. V'asidu achsimus yodayu. And they said edis on their signatures. V'asharnu v'kiyamnu k'dechosim. And we were mekayim v'shtar. V'chaismin, and the dayonim go and chasma their signatures on this. So, Rav Papai said, it's Apostle Ashrase, because this was written before the Kiyim occurred. So Mora says, we don't pass, so Sakasha and Rav, so Mora says, no, we don't pass, no, it's Rav Papai. We learned Rav Nachman said, Metzoy ba'ashpe, v'lein nishtav l'shem ishe klal, it's also good. It's also shekhe. Amalei cheshinu merzike shikre. Kivin de nechtem b'ita yizmani. As long as the chsime wasn't the right day, there's no problem of mukdem. It's good. Boi b'yoyim shal chsime. Uporei boi b'yoyim. Eine chayse v'loi v'boi. Fafilu b'yoyim milva rishayne. Fafilu it's the same day of the first milva. La'ache p'yroyim. The lekele meichesh lemukdim. There's no problem of mukdim. Bachma v'shinilo b'shnayim meichesim. You cannot use the shtar again. Shekvar nimchal shibudoi. Sheporoi. Ubotel ashtar. When he paid up the first choyv. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the shtar became botel. Ve'ein ha-karkois. Mishubodois shuv lemilva ha-shniye. So the karka is not anymore mishubod the second halvah. Shaloi Oleho Nechtam, because the Chsimis Eidim was only on the first halvah. The Chsimis Eidim, which gave out a koil, which created a shibud, was only on the first halvah. Vahavilei Milve Alpe. I saw in Teres Abirim, he brings down the Zamachlekes Apoiskim, this din, Shtar Shenimchal Shibudoi. It means Ashtar was written Rosh Chodesh Nissan for Chayv Aleph. Chayv Aleph was paid up, and now we want that the Levite takes the same Shtar, it's the same amount of money, the same date, and he wants to use it for a second halvah, so it's no good. So there's a machlekes HaPoiskim, how no good is it? Others say it's no good that there is no shibud on the second halva. It's the reason that milva b'shtar yamon from mishabodim because there's a keil. Well, on this halva there's no keil. It's a new halva. The first halva was paid up. The second halva there's no keil. So that's why he came on from mishabodim. But what will be? Fine, he came on from mishabodim. What will be from b'nei chayim? Does it have a teirish star for b'nei chayim? That means you can't. There's no keil. Forget about it. But the Malve will come to the Loive and they'll tell him, I lent you a second $100, and the Loive will say, Parati, there's a din in shtar, you can't say Parati, shtoche, biyodi, my boy, there's hilchish shtores, which are not only negeim mishubodim, it's negeim b'nei chayim, there's a heva tere shtar for b'nei chayim. So, other poiskim hold yes, another poiskim, it's only nimchal shibud, from shibudim he came on. But here's a teirish tal. The loive gave him the shtal. Here's a teirish tal. The gabi the nukhoi. He gave him the shtal for the nukhoi. Now this hold, it's a shtal for nothing. It has no shivis whatsoever. So he's ma'ira. The loshen of Rashi is very, very unclear. Rashi starts off by saying, shekval nimchal shibudai. So Rashi says, ubotel hashtal. A bottle means bottle. Rashi ends Vahavala Milve Alpeh, which also means the same thing. It's not a Milve Bishtar, that means it's a Milve Alpeh. He can tie in a Parati. The Malva can't tie in a Shtal Chibiyadi, my boy. So from the word bottle, from the beginning of Rashi, and from the end of Rashi, it would seem it doesn't have a Teirah Shtar at all. Now the middle of Rashi, Rashi is ve'ein akarkois mishubodei shuv lemalve. It would seem only gabi shibut shleyale nechtam. Rashi would seem only the gabi shibut. Okay, the Rashi is a little unclear. Avol shikim ayin nechtam al milve zu. Avol bishen nechtam kaidam avol kosher in bay bayim nechtam. Let us see, Taisvis, Ochinami Merzike Shikr, Bim Taime Vara Papai, Maishna de Noket Ashrusa Tvei Mikol Shtoris. Why did Rav Papai mention an Ashrusa? That means the Gemara is Medame, an Ashrusa to all other Shtoris. Rav Papai is speaking about an Ashrusa, by a henpig. And Emerson will see in the next Tosfos, there is a svara to say that Dafka by Maisa Bezdin were chayish a merzike shikr. Bezdin can't give over a document which is, and you saw there's a shekadike document, even though everything is kosher v'yosho, but that's a din in Bezdin. But other stories is no din bechlal of merzike shikr. We have the shaila when we make a ksuba. It says in the Shtav, Konina Minei, that we made a Kinya Chalipin, so it is preferable that we write the Konina after the Kinyan. Like this, the Konina before the Maiskin, write the Merzik Yishikra. Now we'll see later in Taisis Asmora to say that a filler were Chayish a Merzik Yishikra, that's only by a henpig, but by other Shtoris, we're not Machma by Merzik Yishikra. Now, our Gemara, the Kasha of the Gemara Zikha did not differentiate. Where's the Kasha? The Papa said an Ashras is no good because Merzik is Shikra. So how could a Shtar be good? Fine, that was the Kasha. So Taisvis asks, the Makshin held is no difference between an Ashras and no Shtaris. So why did the Papa speak about an Ashras? Why did he pick up one type of, why did he decide to speak about one type of a Shtar? Say every shtar that's merzik yishikr is not good. In time of Rav Papai, Meishne did not get Ashrus at two mikol shtores. By Marie, the Revusi b'Ashrus, Ava pi sheyedim, shechsidus ha'edim emes, u'mezumonim edim lefneim lekaim. This is a bigger chiddush b'Ashrus. That means the Baal Ashtar, the Malva brought the edim in front of them. And the edim are here, and they're ready to be mekaim d'chsimis. So we want to just get up and write the document. But here, it's zikha, they're going to be mekaim d'chsimis. The malva brought them. The zikha not going to say it's a false star. And they're here already. So afilo anashra says it's merzik yishikra. Koshkein, some of the estate will go and write a star halvo with a hashara because he thinks that the loiva will borrow some money from the malve, it's sicher possible als merzike shikre. The lesser lidera papai. So then the Gemara answers, the lesser lidera papai, that we don't pass can like a papai, there's no problem with merzike shikre. Tame it. The masik, the maskonis ha Gemara is, the lesser, we don't pass can like a papai. The Rav Nami lo yisovelo. I mean, that's a nice akasha. Rav paskin bar Rabbeloza bar Shash Torah. Ay, Rav Papai. The last old Rav Papai. Rav doesn't hold like Rav Papai. Finished. We don't paskin like Rav Papai. That's the Ritis Loshen Ava Sudya. Because Rav paskin bar Rabbeloza filo bar Shash Torah. But based the Ksubis Porch Mino le Rav. So it's Mami Shapele. In Ksubis, Rav, the more es akasha and Rav. Gabi Gimel Shayosh will the Kaimes Ashtam. So Mamelit says that Rav said they can write the Nusach of the Henpik before it was really Niskayim. The Gemara says, how can they do such a thing? Rav Papa said, you can't do such a thing. That it's only good. They were Kaim before the Ksivet. Is it in the Merzik Yishikrim? So it's Mamish Apele, the Gemara in Ksubis is Magia Divrei Rav, because Rav Papa said that Ashur said that Merzik Yishikr is no good. And our Gemara says, we don't hold like Rav Papa, Rav doesn't hold like Rav Papa. Geshleimus Adaisi says, Rav Elibe the Rav less. Rav doesn't hold like Rav Papa, that's our Gemara. For us and for the Lishna the Koma, Mishmei the Ravunim Leisayim Bo Omar Rav. The Gemara in Ksubis, this two Lishaynis, who said this memory, one Lashon is Omar Avune, period. One Lashon is Omar Avune, Omar Rav. So the Lashon that's Omar Avune, Omar Rav, so there's no cash at all from Rav Papai, because Rav doesn't hold like Rav Papai. That's what we see in argument. The Lashon, Omar Avune, we have the cash on Rav Avune from Rav Papai. The East, like Goris Ochel with Rav Papai, the others are not Geiris Velesa with Rav Papai, Ella Velesa, Perish, Velesa Lekushe. The cash finds it when it's done. A papa is right, but your dimion of ashes at the shashtoris, that's no kasha. That's, well, the kasha doesn't begin. The bishtar is like hashina lemerzik yishikah. That's John the Velesa. The Omar Rav Nachman said that the bosi bashpes kosha, vedavke ba'ashres at hashina lemerzik yishikah shokiyim ashtam. And Taisha the Ksuba says that the maisa bezn. From a Besdin, you can't give out a document that was written by Shekhar. But Peg Besdin, Ksubis, Taira, Bekim, Eshtap, or Shapim, and they did. The Gemara says, Rav said, you can make an Ashlus, that's a Merzik Yishikr. The Gemara says, Chas V'Sholem. The Papa said, you can't. But Peg, HaKoysim, the Maisi Lopsak, Din, the Rabbidi, Koma Nami, V'Lesa, Yesh Lofosh, Kmai Hoche, V'Lekha, Kulai, Merzik Yishikr, Shekoysim, Shenishba, Kmai, Sheposkel, Obezdin. Because there was a mice, they wrote a document, that the document was written before it occurred, and they said this woman swore, the way Bezin Paskin that she should swear. And it seems from over there that you could write such a thing, even though before it occurred. So the Mephoshim say, because this document does not necessarily have to be written by Bezin, it can be written through Adam. So Memele, that is why there's no chesaron of merzik yishikre. Now let us start a new sugya. Hamei we get va'ovad heimenu. Now let's just see the Tosfos read to elaborate a little on what the Mishnah is. Rashi is not too clear on the Mishnah. It's around the 10 lines from the top. The Tosfos read perish hashliach shahoya hamei we get. We're speaking about a shliach brought a get, nevad mimenu. He lost the get. Now he had a get, it says in the get, Yosef ben Shimon is getting Rochel. Imotsoi ba'oretz la'alta. He lost the get, now he's frantic. Yana gave him a get, and he, who knows what, and now he lost the get. He's looking around, Omar Rabin Yaman, he says, he's not another money for a mayor balanes, and then, Baruch Hashem, in 5 minutes he finds the get. Imetzol la'alta, ba'oretz la'alta, kosher. V'loi chayshin en shema me'ach ha'nofo, maybe there was another Yosef ben Shimon that had sent the get to Rochel, and maybe that's, he doesn't recognize the get. ואין זה שלוי. דקיבן שלאלפה מוצאי לכה למחש, לכמה מפורש, כיצד הווה לאלפה. How, what is the time span that it's called לאלפה? So now we know the story, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Hamevi get, a shliach brought a get, ועובדי מנו. Mitzoy, he found it, לאלפה. In a short period of time, it's kosher. He can use this get, doesn't have to worry, with being matranacious. He's over here, to love a shebel, but maybe, like a different get, who knows? No, he doesn't have to clap. Vimla, but what if he found it after not la'alta, la'achazma? Posel, then it's a posel again. We have to be chayish. Maybe another Yosef ben Shimon also lost, the get was lost. And maybe this is Yen Get, and Nachman and Nitzlan, you give me Megarish and Isha with the wrong Get, and you give me Matanashis Isha. Mitzoy Bachvisa Oy Bidluskeme, but if he found the Get, Lachasman, Bachvisa Oy Bidluskeme in his Keli. That means these are different types of Keli, he found it in his suitcase, the Get. So, Imakiroi kosha. Now let us see Rashi. Vimla posel, Shema meyacha nofal. Maybe it fell from another Yosef ben Shimon. Ve'ein zeh shaloi. This does not belong to that Yosef ben Shimon. Betzoi bechvise kli, ve'yesh simen bekeili shuhu shaloi. This is his keili, and the get is in the keili. Imakiroi kosha. Milsabafin Navshe, the oi oiktoni, oi shemakiroi, afilomotsoi, becholmokim kosher. He says, the shliach found the get, laachazman, but he had it to be assigned in the get. This is the get that the Baal gave to me, he's carrying this get the whole time. So then it's kosher, afilolaachazman. He says, in the middle of case, he doesn't have a to be assigned on the get, and, how it got into his chvised luskeme, he doesn't know how it got in. Maybe someone saw how it fell out of his pocket. He stuck it into his luskeme, but this is his luskeme. So mistama, what is this get doing in his luskeme? Mistama, that's what happened. Mistama, the get that fell out, someone put it back in his luskeme. So that's kosher. Or he's makir the get. Ureminu. So the Gemara says, Aleshi wakash. We learned. Motzo gitei noshim b'shechure yavodim. Now, this case is speaking about a third person found it. Not like the case of the Mishnah. I mean, a person goes in the street and he picks up a document. Motzo gitei noshim. He finds a get b'shechure yavodim. Daiteki matonis v'shoivri. Now, this person is a mitzvah v'shavas aveide. Now, he sees in the get, let's talk about the get, two parties. There's Yosef ben Shimon, and there's Rochel bas Yaakov. So, now, who does he give it back to? Areza lo yachse. He shouldn't give it back. Shani oimer ksuvim hoyu. Maybe Yosef ben Shimon wrote this get. V'nimlach aleihem shaloi litno. And he changed his mind. He decided not to give the get. So Mamele decided not to give. Maybe, so maybe this occurred. So you don't go give it now to Rochel bas Yaakov, please. Maybe Yosef ben Shimon had wanted to write it. He wrote a get for his wife. Now he changed his mind. And that's why it's now it's in the street to be. He threw it away, or he wasn't careful, because he had no intentions now of being Megarish's wife. So don't give it to her. So it seems the only reason you don't give it over to her is because I'm afraid he has no more intentions to give it to her. But what if the Bailam will say, give it over to her. This is my get. I had written, I want to be Megarisha. I lost it. And give it over to her. So, Pshat is, he's making him a shliach. You should be a shliach le'eloche. and give it over to him. He's making him a shliach. Ha'amatnu neisne. The Mishnah says, the only reason you don't give it over to her, because I'm afraid maybe the Baal was mischaret on the Ksivas Haget, so you can't give it over to her. But if the Baal will tell me, give it over to her, I as yet did not give it over to her, but give it over to her. Noisnim. Ba'afilu lizman merube. Now this diuk, I have a diuk. Ha'amatnu noisnim. This diuk is a blank diuk. It doesn't... A kaponim, the makshin held, that ha'omatnu noisnim b'chol oifen, bein la'alta, bein la'achas man merube. Pa'afilu lizman merube. So we have here a stire from two mishnayis. He says, the Baal said t'nu noisnim, doesn't say any t'noim, he's makin the get. I wrote a get for my wife, and I lost it, and you give it over, and finished, and you don't to be chayish. Esa ben Shimon, Rochel bas Yaakov. Oh, this is mistama the get. In our mission, it says we can only assume it's the get only la'alta l'zman merubenat. So this is a stira. Amar Rabbe loikash. So Rabbe said it's no kash. Kan be mokem shashayoris mitsuyes. Our mission is speaking about shashayoris mitsuyes. This is a place where shayoris, which caravans, go one after the other. So a place where there's a hillock of caravans, so then it's something to think about. I mean, it could be there's another Yosef ben Shimon then lost again. We can't know. So then you have to be chayish. In the Mishnah in Bob Metzi is speaking about Bamakim Shain Shayores Metzuyis. Period. Now the Gemara adds on, Bafilu Bimakim Shayores Metzuyis. Afilu and Amakim, that there are Shayores Metzuyis. We said the Mishnah is speaking about that. Vuhu Shehuziku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon Beirachas. But we need Tarti L'Reyesef. We need, number one, that there's a place where there are shayores mitzuyis. And number two, we need that we know that in this city there's two Yosef ben Shimons. So memele, so there is such a possibility that this is the get from the other Yosef ben Shimon, because there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot. And there's a possibility that it fell over here because the shayores mitzuyis. Then you're chayish. Look at what Rashi says. Daiteki tzavosh chimra. Do tehei lemeikem v'liyesh. This should be niskayim. This is what he wants. Matonis matnes bori. Lo yachzer. Lo lebal v'lo leish. He don't give it anymore. He don't give it to the isha. Maybe it was never given over. It was written. Then he decided not to give it at all. V'chein shichor, v'chein kulam. Midetoli taime b'shani oima, because I'm afraid maybe he was choizel from his intentions to be megarisha. Shamine mino dimomar ha'bal t'nulo, but what if the Baal said nulo, shani kasafti, well, give it, I wrote a ghetto, noisnim, v'loi chayshino l'shema einoizet. So t'nulo l'cher means b'shlichusi. So then we'll give over. Now Mishnah by says Nitzay, but Mokim Sheshiyos Mitzuyis Posel Shema Ma'ivrim V'Shovim Acherim Nofa. Vafilu B'Mokim Sheshiyos Mitzuyis Lav Rabbe Kamalo. This Rabbe did not say Ela Shas Ude Misada V'Oma. The Shas is saying, the Shas is elaborating on Rabbe's Teres V'Oma. The hard uki rabbe b'mokim shashayores mitzuyes, who shahurziku shnei anoshim b'shem ze b'oisoy ha'ir. That there's a chazoke in this city where it was written the two Yosef ben Shimon. Avalim loyhurziku, misveike loy amrinen dilme is nayu. If I don't know if there's another Yosef ben Shimon, I will not be machmer. Maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. Bloyodina, maybe there is, and I don't know of them. Or maybe another suffix, I do me yeshir acheres, sheshmo kezu, v'yesh ba'odom acher, sheshmo v'shemishte kezeh shetoyboy. I won't say such a thing. If I know there's another city, one thing. I know there's another Yesem and Shimon, that's another, then you're chayish, but without, so you need these two factors in order to be chayish. Now, that's the chmir, if you look at the end of the Tosfos Rid, let us look around 15 lines from the bottom. Tafilu b'mokim. Tafilu b'mokim shashayores mitzuyes. V'hu shuzikush na yosef ben shimon b'irachas. Osi chashinam, the tzuzik of the suyes, shema me'achen ofa. L'shem ahu yosef ben shimon ichtiv. Zok the Tosfos Rid. Now we say there's two Yosef ben Shimons, v'gam shemes neshusayim nami b'cheska shem shom. We have to know there's two Yosef ben Shimons who have two wives, Rochel ben Yaakov. Then we'll be afraid that maybe from any Yosef ben Shimon. I will misstorm it, but if I only know that there's two Yosef ben Shimons, I don't know what the second Yosef ben Shimon's wife's name was. So it means that which says at the Behusukush na Yosef ben Shimon yiftei an that there's two Yosef ben Shimons that have two wives, Rochel ben Yaakov. Now he says in parentheses, v'raboimer, I think it means Rashi, ava pishu loy becheska shemis neshesem shavim, this is Rashi, because Rashi doesn't mention. Rashi doesn't seem to say more than that. I think that's what he means. Okay. A kapon, we have a machlekes harishonim, what has to be huzik. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara says that even though Rabbi said Shayores Metsuyes, you have to be Chayish, but it's not only Shayores Metsuyes, you need also Huzik Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. The Eloi Taima Ochi, Kashe the Rabbi ad the Rabbi. If you won't say this addition, what I said, that Rabbi means also when it's Huzik, then you'll have a problem mastering two members of Rabbah. Behu gite dishtakech beidine deravunde. There was a get that was found in the bezden of Ravunde. Bavikosiv bei, and it was written in the get, bishviri moso dalrochis nar. It was written that this is the baal comes from the Shviri Mosa. Mosa means the Shtot. The Shviri Mosa, the Al-Rochis Nara, the Shtot, the city that that is on the river of Rochis. Now, I'd like to go on a tangent for 1 minute. The Ramah in Simen Kufchov Ches Sif Beis says as follows. When one writes a get, v'lo yichtoiv ploinis moso, when you write in a get, don't write ploinis moso, that means don't write in New York moso, ela moso ploinis. You should write moso, the city of New York, not New York, the city of New York. Now, the Beis Shmuel has a kasha. Later, the Ramah says you should write Plainis Mosa. So the Beishmul asks the Kasha, but later the Ramah brings down that you should write Ploinis Mosa. So there's a stir in two Ramah. So the Beishmul in Sifkot Zion says as follows. If you write the Yosvi Alnaro, that is near this river, Os Kaisvin Mosa the Yosvi, then you write Ploinis Mosa the Yosvi. If you're not speaking about a no, then you write Mosa Ploinis. So Bekitza, the Beishmul says, if you are speaking about a city which is near a river, then you write New York City near the Hudson River, whatever it is. Then you write New York City near the Hudson River. If you're not speaking about a river, then you write the city of New York, Mosa New York. That's what Beishmul says. The Pisrei Tshuva says, what's the chilek if there's a river, if there's no river, what's the chilek? So the Pisrei Tshuva brings out for the Teiras Gittin that the word Mosa is Samuch. That means the word Mosa means the city of. Mosa does not mean a city, the city of. It has to be. So if you're not writing about a river, so you have to write Mosa New York, the city of New York. You can't write New York, city of. It doesn't work. So then you have to be Magdim Mosa New York. If you're writing next to a river, so you're writing the city that's next to the river. So the city that's Samuch to the river. So then it's Samuch, so then it has Pshat. So that's how the Teiras Gittin says Pshat in the Beishmul. I'd just like to mention that what I'm aware of, that there was a machlokes from the Gedolei HaPoskim, Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Lebroche and Rabbi Moshe Zecheinu Lebroche, how to write a ksuba. Because there we don't have any rivers, we don't speak about rivers, so how do you write? So Rabbi Yankiv Paskin like the Beishmul, so Memele in Mike Ksube, he wrote the Mosa New York. That's what he wrote, because that's what the Beishmul says. If there's no river, you write, so Mosa had the city of New York, not New York City of. Ramosha Paskin's like, he brings a goin, that's chaylik on the Beishmul, and that's how he used to feel with his ksubis. He writes, New York Mosa. So upon him, this is a Maimar HaMuzga, but since we just learned over here about Shviri Mosa da Rochis Nara, upon him, this is, Now, so let's go back to the Gemara. Tohu git di shtakech beidine de Ravune. A get was found in the bezin of Ravune. Vavik kosev bei bishviri moso da rochis nara. And it seems, now in Shviri, they only knew of one Yosef ben Shimon. Now this was a plaget with Yosef ben Shimon. Maybe there's another Shviri. I don't know. And the Shviri we know of, there's one Yosef ben Shimon. But maybe there's another Shviri, and the other Shviri could be the Yosef ben Shimon over there. I don't know. So Memele, so he was Chayish Lishnei Shviri. Rav Huna was chayish l'shnei shviri, afilu loy huzdiku. That's what we see from Rav Huna. Rav Huna was machma. Fine. Ba'oma lei Rav Chizda l'rabbe, so Rav Chizda told Rabbe, a poik vayin boy, told him the shayla, you know, there was a psaget that was found, the lo'uta boy lo minoch Rav Huna. Rav Huna's gonna ask you tonight, he's gonna prepare you to see what you hold, so you should have it on your fingertips. You should know. He's going to ask you the shayla if there's a din of chayshinen l'shnei shviri, chayshinen l'shnei yosef ben shimon. Nofak dok vashke. This not
we learned the Mishnah, Kol Maise Bezden Areze Yachse. So here the Mishnah Bob Metziah. See exactly what the Areze Yachse. So this means that you allow a Maise Bezden. We'll see a Maise Bezden is speaking about a Mokim Sheshayores Metziah. And you're allowed to retain it. From this Mishnah to Ravuna's case. Now Ravuna's case is Shayoros Metzuyas. So we see Rabba holds that a pillar Shayoros Metzuyas is also a Reza Yachse. And here Rabba said, Shayoris Mitsuyois Wachai Shushna Yosef ben Shimon. So of course we have to say that Rabbi that says Yechayish by Shayoris Mitsuyois is only Huzuk Shushna Yosef ben Shimon. Almi Huzuk Shushna Yosef ben Shimon Birach Hasein Miloy Loy. Then the Gemara said, Ovad Rabbi Uvde Bahu Gitte. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi, that the Takashit is Rabbi, that you are only chayish if there's taltel areyase. That means that there's it means that there's shayos metzuyas plus husikum. And there was a case that there was only once it was mekel. Bahu gitte dishtakach bekiste bepumpadise. A get was found by Kisne the place of flax. We'll see exactly what this means. Bepumpadise kishmaite. And he said you can give it and the shliach can give it to the ishe and you don't have to worry. To Yeseh ben Shimon. Ikid Amri, others say, Bekisne means, Beduchte de Toro Kisne. This was a place where they used to soak flax. Va'afal gab de Huzeku, Nostaka Huzek, in this place, Nei Yosef ben Shimon, Tloishriche Sheirosa, but the place where they soaked flax, there wasn't too many people going there. So he was Meikul, because Tloishriche Sheirosa. Others say Bekisna means a marketplace where they sold flax. So this Shayos Metzuyis Vushaloi Huzaku. Vushichin Shayos. Now let us see Rashi. The Eloi Teimahoche. If you won't say that Rabba holds, you need both. The loy posel rabbe ella be mitzuyis vorzuku, kashe de rabbe de rabbe. There was a maise beidine de rabbune, shuhu ve shom le kaimoi be bezn. This get was brought to the bezn of rabbune. Because of boy henpik, and they were mekayim, this get, be nofal meze, and it fell from him, vuhu toivoi, Lehuzuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Ba'isa Yoyel. So Rav Huna said, Taka Lehuzuk Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Abachashinu Lishnei Shviri, Vishema Loi Zehu Shanofal Mizeh. So maybe in this Shviri, he's only one Yosef ben Shimon, but maybe there's another Shviri. And Rabbi said, this number of Matziah, Kol Maise Bezin. Amoitzi shtar mekuyim bebezn. The leka lemechish leksuvim hoyu venimlach aleim. Shaloi litno. Now, let's learn pshat in this Mishnah. Kol maise bezn areze yachsa. So Rashi says, what is the taich kol maise bezn? Hamoitzi shtar mekuyim bebezn. A person found a shtar that was mekuyim bebez. The leka lemeches leksuvim hoyevenim lach. That means I find a shtar halvo. Maise bezn Rashi says means a shtar mekuyim bebez. I find a shtar halvo. That's mekuyim. the lekalem, now who lost the shtap? The lekalem eches leksuvim hoyu venimlach aleim shloi litno. I don't have to be afraid that the lever wrote the shtap, that he brought 100,000 of the malva, but he never gave it to him. Layovin lekiyum ishtore ele malva lachash nimsa leyodai. A lever will never be mekayim ashtar. Why should he be mekayim the shtar for? Who is mekayim ashtar? A malva lachash nimsa leyodai. The chayish shema yamusu eide. A malva is chay, a malva is mekayim ashtar. So reza yasol hashinu leshema einoizeh. So now, so what did Rabbi see? There's a Mishnah that says that I find a shtar, and the shtar it says, Reuben lent money $100. Reuben lent Shimon $100. That's what it says in the shtar. This is a shtar mikuy. So when I studied the shtar, so who lost the shtar? Reuben or Shimon? So Rashi says, well, Reuben lost the shtar because Shimon had never mekayim the shtar. Reuben, the malva, is mekayim the shtar. So if it's a mekuyim the kishtar, shtar sheyesh bahem, so Reuben lost the shtar. It says in the Mishnah, kol ma'ase bezen, arei ze yachzos, give it back to Reuben. But now kan shoyel haben, who says it's this Reuben, maybe another Reuben lost the shtar. And the Mishnah doesn't bear an eyelash about that problem, arei ze yachzos. So we see that we're not chayish for shnei Reubens. We're not chayish for shnei Reubens. We're not chayish for shnei Shviri. We're not chayish for shnei Reubens. We're not chayish. So that's what he says, you're not chayish. Now, and so he brought a raya from a Mishnah Bar Metzia that says you're not chayish for two Reubens. He brought some emele, he disagreed with Rav Huna's psak. Rav Huna found a get. Rav Huna found a get by his bezdin. Rav Huna said, Chashin, Loshnei Shvir. He said, no, the Mishnah says, you're not Chayish. You give it back to Reuven, you don't clear. To Reuven, you don't clear. So these chashas, you don't clear. Now, Beidine de Rav Huna was a mokim shesha yores metzuyis. That means there was a lot of traffic going to the Bezin of Rav Huna because he was Keseda Es Shailas. Vikaposhit Rabbi the Yavzer. Rabbi says, on the case of Rav Huna, you should return. Shmamino, Mishum Behusiku, Shnei Yosef, Shnei Shviri, Loi Chashin. So we see from Rabbi, so why is telling to the Mishnah to Rav Huna, Rav Huna Shayos Metzuyis? So why is from Rabbi that Shayos Metzuyis alone we're not Chayish? Hear what he said before, our Mishnah's been a Shayos Metzuyis in me. Now, I'd like to go back to Rashi, Beidine de Rav Huna. Let's go back to this Rashi. Now we'll see there's a shtickle problem, which Tosis asks on Rashi and Bob Metzia, Nachos Moshe says we have the same problem in Rashi. They found a get, Beidine de Rav Huna. Shehu bo sham lekaimai bebezni. The get was brought there lekaime bebezn, the kosov by hempik, and the hempik was written on this get. So now, before we go further, so we're bekiyim. We just learned Rashi explained to us a Mishnah in Bav Metzia. Kol ma'ase bezn hareza yachse. If you find a shtar with the hempik, that's a Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah. You give it back to the person who would write a hempik, which means malve. We're talking about a get, an ishe. I mean, that's pshat. Rashi just says a loiv doesn't write a hempik. So before going further in Rashi, now, so what was the shaila over here by Rav Huna? What was the shaila by Rav Huna? They found the get, and Rashi says this get had a hempik on it. So what's the shaila? So the shaila is, so who lost it? So, Lachera Zikra, Nochel Bas Yaakov lost it. Not the Yosef and Shimon Zichron didn't lose it. There's a hempik on it. Nochel Bas Yaakov. I'll clarify, maybe it's a different Rochel Bas Yaakov that lost it. Maybe there's two Rochel Bas Yaakov. They'll give it to her. Maybe it's another Rochel Bas Yaakov. But L'chayre, the story should be that the Isha came and the Shah was, do I give it to her? Or maybe he said, no, I can give it to you. Maybe there's another Rochel Bas Yaakov. That's L'chayre, how Rashi should have been Messiah. Now let's look at Rashi says, the Nofal Mizeh, it fell from him, the Hu Toivoy, and he's being Teveyet, Lehuzu Kushne Yesu Ben Shimon Ba'isayir. So, for Rashi it would seem, it fell from him, not from a her. The Shliach lost it for all practical purposes. So, now let us look in the middle of the Taisus Bebeidina de Ravune. Tais Avo Bepeire Kame, now in the middle of the Taisus, where it says, Avchof Amadal de Maso de Shtake, Avo Peire Kame de Bo Metzie, Peirish Bekunteres, Shemiyat HaShliach Nofal, that the Shliach lost the get, yeah, the Shliach lost the get. Now, Tosfos says, two kashes. Ba'oid, the aim regile shabal ye kaim as a get, the perish kam bekuntres, from a set kam the mitzia, the loy v'loy me kaim shtoy. So, Tosfos asks, and Rashi, l'chedis, the Nachos Moshe says, Rashi also seems to be saying like Rashi in Gittin. Rashi is saying it's Mogna by Rashi saying it, but Al Kaponim, that is what Rashi is saying. He says that the Shliach lost the get, and with the Shaila is over here, can he be Megarish with this get? Mogna Mais, and Rashi says it was a Shtar Mekuyim, and later Rashi says a Shtar Mekuyim, we do not, the Aleve or a Baal is not Mekayim, the Shtar. Yeah. Kishmaite, let's go finish Rashi, Dama Tati Binin, Bochala Hava Lachoda, Bezila Tabeya. Ike da Amri, Ibe Kisne, Ike the Tol Kisne, the place where they soak flax, the base, Meha Mishra, the house where they soak flax, Shesherum Shampish, the man Shios Matsuyasha. Vichzira Ibaho Pisha Huziku, Shnaim Boisu Yirbe Yasiyasha. Viked Amri, others are heiched the Mizabne Kisne, Bishuk, as the marketplace, Shios Mitsuyas, Versil Fish Lehusik. Let us go further. Rabzeire Romi Masnissen Abereise Umishan. Now, the same type of kasha that Rabbe asked from our Mishnah and another Mishnah, Rab Zeire asked the kasha from a baraisa. He said a teres. Now let us see. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, amei viget v'ovadimenu, imatzoi la'alta kosha v'im la'apos. It says that by a get, only if he found it right away. V'raminu aleshu akasha. Motzo get isha b'shuk. A get isha was found b'shuk. Bizman shabal moide yachza le isha. In a bal moide le yachza loy loze v'loy loze. Let us see Rashi. Moide sha'ima lit noy lo. It would seem tachsach me that Rashi means you should give it over to her. Means not, he doesn't say that he gave it over, he should give it over to her. That means it was written from him to give over to her. And as yet was not given over. So he gave it over to her. If he says, Bizman she'ein abal moide, leila zeh v'leila zeh. The Baal says, it was devoted to her, he has no intentions of giving it to her, so you don't give it over to anybody. He says he never gave, maybe gave it to her already. And she lost it. And if he says, give it back to me, he's going to make a drago. He'll give it back to him. He'll find the Eidim Mesiru who he gave it over in front of. And the Eidim Mesiru will say, Shegirsho. They were there by the gate. Fine. When Shul Mondek Subim, so he'll say, Paraticho. I paid you already the ksuba. So you say, so I get the desn. And when you mon the ksuba for me, you took out the get. It's not that you get the nima ksuba, goy the ksuba also. The halacha is that you can mon a ksuba through a get. The chaybuni lefoy, they told me how to pay. But nosnali as a get. Kadesh le tarsa betigva. They gave me the get. Le isha le yasa, shemati no say by. So mamela over here, if there is no mutual agreement between them, the person who finds it holds it. You don't give it back to the Baal, because giving it back to the Baal can create a kilkul, a hefsid to the Schusei Ha'isha. That's what Rashi says will bring Eidi Mesira that he gave over the get, because the only way a get is a proof that he paid up the ksube is if the get was given over to the Isha. This is the Dachos Moshe explains is a klal kaisen get leish afal pisha nishta imoy. So all the time a husband can write a get, and when the wife covers the ksuba, well, I paid you the ksuba, I have the get. A get is nothing. Again, you can write 2,000 getin if you want. No, you have to prove that you are megarish with this get. So if I can't, don't do that. I'll bring a raya that they write the mesira, that the mesira is a get. And now, if you'll give him the get, he'll pass himself in the ksuba. But al kaponim, let's not go into the safe. Let's go back to the reisha. Bizman shabal moide yachzel isha. Bizman shabal moide means yachzel isha. Bafilu lizman merube does not say hastis. How long it was in the streets. Afilus man lerube. So this was Rab Zeira's kasha. He asked from a different mekayer, but he asked a similar kasha. Umeshani, Rab Zeira said, kam bemokim shashayores mitzuyis. Kam bemokim shayin ashayores mitzuyis. So it would seem he's saying the same parent like Rab. But now in Rab Zeira there's a machloikis. Ike da amri buhu shehu seku. Hu de loy laheda. That's what he said, shayos metzuyis. He means like Rabba also. You need tarti la reyesu, shayos metzuyis, and hu seku. Vahayno de Rabba. Ike da amri afal gab. De loy hu seku, loy laheda. Hu plige de Rabba. So we have a machloikis in Rab Zeira. If he's chaylik am Rabba or he holds the Rabba. Let us see Rashim. So Rashi says, "Ike dami hodesh ani rabzei b'makish shos metzui es posel v'hu d'hur sekud d'bin en tarti ke rabbe." Well, it's not. So Gemara Bishloim de rabbe v'shoni leel. Oh no, this is Gemara first. So of course, I have here now one thing I do see that rabbe asks from a Mishnah in Bob Metzia. Rab Zeira asked from a Barais in Baba Metzia. So that we have to figure out why did each one ask from a different Makar. Yeah. Bishleim the Rabbe loy amake Rab Zeira. Rabbe did not say like Rab Zeira. He didn't ask like Rab Zeira. Mas nisna limalei lekshuya. He preferred to ask from two Mishnayas. That means it says in the Mishnah, so it's preferable to ask from a Mishnah. It's better to ask from two Mishnahs. Why didn't Rab Zeira ask? He has to ask from a Baraisa. Amaloch miktoni imamat nuneis afilos man merube. It says in that Mishnah afilos man merube. Dilme imam rutznu noisim kede kaim belon laalta. Maybe it's only tnu noisim if he gave it laalta. Aber lizman merube could be, it doesn't say in that Mishnah that you give over. Let us see Rashi. Bishlam de rabbe, the shani lael shenuya di day, apalti mas nisen, and the two Mishnahis. Chada de gitten, vachada de bab metziye. Mas nisen alimale lekshuye. Let's see the hagaz, but the svira lohu, the gemara held, the inu reminu adodi, that they asked the kash also, not only rabbi said a teret. Rabbi asked the kashe. So it's very good. Where rabbi asked from a Mishnah, mas nisen ikir mi bereise. A Mishnah is better than a bereise. Ela rabbi zeire, the romi mas nisen a bereise. Rabbi zeire then asked from the Mishnah a bereise. My time loy omar shinuye di day atalti am mas nisen ke rabbi. Why did he ask the gashe from two Mishnahs? Omar loch rabbi zeire mas nisen loy kashin adodi. Ask from the Mishnah, there's no kash. Miktoni bebobe metziya ho omar tnu noisnim vafilu lizman merube. Does it say if he said tnu ye give vafilu lizman merube? Dul mi mama tnu noisnim aleilim kin the kaim lo klema. Vadai al kohon that diik is a true diik. Ho omar tnu noisnim. Daikine mine. That's true. Mi de tole taime benim loch aleim. That means it says you will not matze gitay noshim lo yachzer. Maybe he wrote it and he changed his mind. So Yizichev a diik, but if I know he didn't change his mind, you'll give it. But this diik, who says this diik is speaking about Zman Merube? Maybe the diik means Blaalte. Elul is Zman Merube Meheche Daikis. Dilmeloi Lomke de Kaim Lombek Shere de Gitten Motzil Alta Kosher. How, from this diik, how can you build a stira to our Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us, halacha, you have to be chayish dumanim lachaleim. Maybe he wrote it and he decided not to give it to us. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. You can be medayik from the Mishnah, yes, but if he tells to give, you'll give. But how can you be medayik that he can give even this man berube, not like our Mishnah? Kedekayim lomber sheira degitin, motzoi la'alta kosha. So Mamela, the Mishnah Bachlal is an Eskakash. Avo Bereise Vavai Kosher. The Bereise is not a diuk. The Bereise is telling us, Motsoi get Isha Bishuk, Bizman Shahabal Moide, Yachzali Isha. This is not a diuk. This is telling us, when the Baal says, give it over to her, you give it over to her. That's what the Bereise is coming to tell. If it's coming to tell us that it's speaking about la'alta, so what is the Baraisa telling us? That a get was lost, and the Baal says, give it over to her, I had written a get, is l'may necheshlo. So what's the chiddush? The Bishlaim Mas Nisan Loitani Bobahed Yamatnu Naistim Pitzachlumisnayum Mishamigufa Lashmin Layar Sashani Oima. So Rashi says like this, Bishlaim the Mishnah Gitten is not talking about giving it over to the Isha. The Mishnah Bob Matzi is telling us, don't give it over. Motzo gitei noshim lo yachzer. Dilme, maybe it was nimlach kosuva noiva nimlach aleim shaloi litno. So the Mishnah is telling us halacha, you don't give over a get on assumptions. You have no right to assume was ever given to. Maybe he had written the get and decided not to give over the get. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Now we could be medayka. What would be if he tells to give over? You do give over. But don't build chidushim on that diik. That's true. That's not what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us, don't give over because maybe he has no intentions of giving it up. With nimlach. I have a dick, you will give over me toes. Yeah, like I said, if it's la'alta. So Mamela, there's no raya whatsoever, bechlal, from that Mishnah, that is man berubi, you give over. Here the Barais is saying, behedye, motza get isha, beshuk bizman, shabal moide, yachzele isha. So here the whole rebusa of the Mishnah is, that the Baal says, give it over to, and you give it over to. So if it's la'alta, what's the chiddish? So kochas uzman berubi. I don't understand too good, and the Mishnah also says, I maybe get over the man who motze la'alta kosher. I mean, the Mishnah also says la'alta. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Motze la'alta kosher. I mean, also says la'alta, you don't have. I mean, that's what it says in our Mishnah also. So why can't the Baraisa be also telling us? I mean, the Mishnah tells us la'alta, you don't have to. I mean, why is the Mishnah telling us this? I mean, la'alta is kosher. You don't have to, the chiddush is la'alta, you don't have to be afraid. I, it's kosher, so what? I mean, I don't understand clearly why the Braise, it's Miyuta, so it's Akoch coming to tell us a Chiddush that, Akoch is coming to tell us a Chiddush that Zman Merubin, the Mishnah, I don't understand too well. Rabir Miyoma. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, so we have Al Kaponim, we have here a Kasha. Whatever the Kasha is, Rab Zeira's Kasha, Rabbi Yirmiyah's, Rabbi's Kasha, there it seems that a filu la'achas man he can give over. The Mishnah says only la'alt he can give over. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar can go in the Kamri Eidim, May Oilam Loicha Samnu Ella Alget Echod Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. That means, you know when you give over Lachazman, if Edom say, we only chasmet on one get of Yosef Ben Shimon. That means, I find a get of Yosef Ben Shimon. And the Edom, who is the Edom? Reuven Ben Beru, Shimon Ben Chatzko. These are the two Edom. We come to the Edom, and we ask the Edom, Edom at this camp, how many gittin of Yosef ben Shimon did you chasma? One get in my life, one get I chasma. So memela, safilu, tzazman, merube, but I find a get, but these two Edom, Reuven ben Beru and Shimon ben Chatzko, these Edom over here, so I have to declare, maybe it's another, but Reuven ben Beryl only wrote on one get, this Yosef ben Shimon. So Mele Afilu is man merube, if you have such a statement from the Edom, there's nothing more to worry about. In the Kamra Edom, Oilam Loicha Samnu Ala Get Echot Shal Yosef ben Shimon. That's the Chiddush. The Raiso, Yochi Maile Memre, what's the Chiddush? Ma de taime leichish dulme israme shmo kishmo the eidim keidim. So what is, I mean, if we're chayish for two Yosef ben Shimons that married two Rochel ben Yaakovs, so the mele what could be there were two gittin that were chasmid Reuven ben Beryl and Shimon ben Chatzko. So that could also be. Can say can be. So kaponim, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Dume, mal de teime leichish, dume ischami shmo ki shmo, ve eidem ke eidem, that's the chiddush, kamash malon. That's when someone says it's speaking about that he didn't show this get to the eidem. Because if the eidem saw this get, and it's their signature also, asa hava min azicha would have, that the other Reuven ben Chatzko, Reuven ben Beryl has the same signature like him. That's sicher pshita. So speaking about, no, he didn't see the get. So it could be that there's another Reuven ben Beryl, but we don't have to be chayish. Rabbi Yirmiyoma, loy mas nisin kashe, the loy bereise kashe. The chol ani demrinin yachzer, lizman berube kende kamre eide machsumim boy, May oilam loichasamno al get echod shal shem ze, What wrote it for this person? Yeah. But just Rav Ashi Omar, you're going to come out, it's speaking about when are you Maxer? I feel like a man. In the comma, nekev yeshboy betzad ois plainis. That the shliach who lost the get, not recognized the get, but he says, I'll tell you, in the third letter on the fourth line, if you look carefully, there's a small hole next to that letter. And that was in the get that I lost. And we look at this get, and we have the same thing, the third letter of the fourth line, there's a small hole next to it. So this is called a simen muvik. And a simen muvik is a simen muvik that taka, he lost it. I mean, so this is simen melas, afilo la'achas man merube, but this I don't have to be chayish that someone else lost such a get with such a simen muvik. Yeah. The Havalei Simen Muvik, Vidavke Bitzad Ois Ploinis, the Havalei Simen Muvik, Avonekev Ba'alma, but if he just gives, there was a hole in the get, I don't know where it was, but I remember there was a hole, look at the get, you'll find a hole there. So that's not a Simen Muvik, Avonekev Ba'alma, Loi. Then it won't be good. You need Davke Simen Muvik. So the most is Mesavkelei Simonim, Ide Reise, Ide Rabon. He says, Ravashi was Mesupik, that what you give back an Aveda with Simonim, is that a Deraisa Dikadin or the Rabon Dikadin? If it's a Deraisa Dikadin, so it's Simonim Deraisa, we could rely on Simonim. And all Shilas of Deraisa, if it's a Rabon Dikadin, so then we could rely by Get also. If it's a Rabon Dikadin, so then, Satakona Derabonon, so then we need here a Simon Mubik. What does Rashi say? Kein de komma hay shliach shavdoy nekev yesh bitzad peis ployness de dav ke no ke rabash bitzad peis ployness da hab es im movik dein edes bruder mi so sagt leis man der reise der rabon hat am in der mel mit sie ich mer zien na beide besimon pe boy lon hosm der reise der rabon un rabash in am im sagkelay il ke bis reise sie ich leis im hinas simon baum du mis man der rabon Moin of the Motzer Rabbonu Lavkiya, they relied on a stim and bainini that kebez no yevke. The time of the Tekan Tosim before, why they made such a Tekone, the Gemara explains about Metzia. Abul Mishri Yisul and Motzer Rabbonu Laka, Dover Min HaTorah. So Memele, that is why, he said, since he was Mesupik, that's why he said, the Sfik Masim and Mubik. Ahai, the Loi Oma Kesov, Esamonim the Rabbonon, שמדוס מי בוילון, מוכל המציל מיפשד, יאבי נמי מסעב כלי, כוסה מספיקה.